I'm Jim Nichols, and this is the Life with Grace and Peace podcast. Thank you for choosing to spend a little bit of your week with me. In this podcast, I share short thoughts, places where I'm being deepened or encouraged in the life of faith. Depending on the season, we may spend a good bit of our time living with a particular book or section of scripture. Some weeks, I may just interact with what's going on in the world, and occasionally, I may have a friend join me to discuss the areas of faith and life that I think, well, maybe we could all benefit from. All of this is coming from a place that God is inviting me to deepen and grow. It's coming from a place where I'm being welcomed into being the best version I can be for the sake of the kingdom of God that is in a million different ways crashing all around us. So again, I'm thankful you're joining me, and I'm honored to spend these moments together. My prayer is that as we spend this time, we will sense the guiding presence of Holy Spirit as we walk deeper into the life of grace and peace. A reading from selected verses of Psalm chapter 40. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. You take no delight in sacrifices or offerings. Now that you have made me listen, I finally understand. You don't require burnt offerings or sin offerings. Then I said, look, I have come. As is written about me in the scriptures, I take joy in doing your will, my God, for your instructions are written on my heart. I've told all your people about your justice. I have not been afraid to speak out, as you, O Lord, well know. I have not kept the good news of your justice hidden in my heart. I have talked about your faithfulness and saving power. I have told everyone in the great assembly of your unfailing love and faithfulness. Lord, don't hold back your tender mercies from me. Let your unfailing love and faithfulness always protect me. For troubles surround me, too many to count. My sins pile up so high I can't see my way out. They outnumber the hairs on my head. I've lost all courage. Please, Lord, rescue me. Come quickly, Lord, and help me. May those who try to destroy me be humiliated and put to shame. May those who take delight in my trouble be turned back in disgrace. Let them be horrified by their shame, for they said, aha, we've got him now. But may all who search for you be filled with joy and gladness in you. May those who love your salvation repeatedly shout, the Lord is great. Let's explore this text a little bit. The Psalms make up the songs and prayers of the people of God. My colleague and friend Joan Wooden loves to say the Psalms are the prayer songs of Jesus. He knew these beautiful words, for they were more than bits of poetry. They were cries of a people seeking God. Beautiful? Yes. But more than something artistic, they are real exchanges between God and God's people. They are raw and dark at times. Other psalms are uplifting, invite us to pray them on our tippy toes. The psalms are a gorgeous window into the soul of one who wants to encounter God. As I write these words, we're beginning Holy Week. It began on Saturday as Jesus ate supper with his friends and as his feet were anointed with the life savings of Mary. The next morning, with the fragrance still lingering in the air, on this Messiah, Jesus rode in on a donkey down the pilgrim's path as the crowd celebrated. They waved palms and placed branches on the ground, and they sang the Hallel songs, the songs of praise. From this triumphal entry, Jesus would cleanse a temple, challenge religious authorities, and offer hope to any who sought it. But then, on Thursday, the week of celebration took a different tone. In an upper room, he offered them a new covenant. On the Mount of Olives, he prayed for rescue. An hour later, he was betrayed with a kiss and led away, a sheep to its slaughter. In the house of the high priest, Jesus was accused, tried, convicted, and beaten by those entrusted with the righteousness of Israel. Holy men chose violence and ridicule as their liturgy. It was an ugly night. And when they finally tired of their attacks, they rested. Well, tradition tells us Jesus was placed into a cistern below the high priest's house. A rope was tied under his arms, and he was lowered into a hole in the ground, into the darkness of a pit. This psalm, this prayer, is set aside as a psalm for Holy Week. It begins with the songs of thanksgiving for rescue. It speaks of a great trust in the works of God. The author has found that sacrifices and holy actions unaccompanied by a heart turned to God are worth very little. But even with a life of uprightness, this author sees the evil surrounding him. They have encompassed him. His heart fails, and a prayer of deliverance is once again offered. In the end, God is still his help and deliverer. In Jerusalem, there is a church that is believed to have been the home of the high priest, Caiaphas. The church depicts the trials and humiliations of Jesus. In the courtyard is a statue of Peter's denial, and there are roosters reminding every pilgrim of Peter's words and Jesus' prediction. They are everywhere. Below the church is a basement that appears to have been a prison, and to the side of this prison is a cistern. Today, steps have been etched into the side, and you can safely climb down into this pit. It is a sobering spot to feel the weight of such a space. There's another psalm that Jesus may have prayed in that pit. Psalm 88 is often entitled a song to be sung to the tune of the suffering affliction. Hear these selected verses. My soul is deeply troubled, and my heart can't bear the weight of this sorrow. I feel so close to death. I'm like the poor and helpless who die alone, left for dead, as good as the unknowable sea of souls lying under their feet. Those whom I have known, who have been with me, you have gathered like sheaves and cast to the four winds. They can't bear to look at me in the eye, and they are horrified when they think of me. I am in a trap and cannot be free. My eyes grow dim, weakened by this sickness. It is taking my strength from me. Like a worn cloth, my hands are unfolded before you daily, O Eternal One. But I'm calling out to you. My prayers rise before you with every new sun. Why do you turn your head and brush me aside? Why are you avoiding me? Were these the songs of Jesus when he was in a pit? Were these the prayers he offered up after betrayal and rejection? He still had much to accomplish before it would be finished. Would these songs be what sustained him as he stood before Pilate and Herod, as he was flogged and crucified? We know Jesus prayed one further psalm that week, that Holy Week. The Gospel of Matthew says that at 3 p.m. Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you abandoned, forsaken, left me all alone? These were cries from his heart, but each of these cries, they were also cries of trust. The Psalms, even the Psalms, songs of lament, often still point to trust and hope in God. Psalm 22 was Jesus' last prayer from his prayer book, and it ends not in desolation, but in hope. Whether in the pit or on the cross, as Jesus agonized and as he felt such utter loneliness and isolation, lying beneath is the opportunity for deliverance, for salvation, and yes, for resurrection. Here in the great gathering for worship, I have discovered this praise life, and I'll do what I promised right here in front of the God worshipers. Down and outers sit at God's table and eat their fill. Everyone on the hunt for God is here, praising him. Live it up from head to toe. Don't ever quit. From the four corners of the earth, people are coming to their senses, are running back to God. Long lost families are falling on their faces before him. God has taken charge. From now on, he has the last word. All the power mongers are before him. Worshipping, all the poor and powerless too, worshipping, along with those who never got it together, worshipping. Our children and their children will get in on this as the world is passed along from parents to child. Babies not yet conceived will hear the good news that God does what he says. That's the remainder of Psalm 22 from the Message. Friends, it's Holy Week, so remember, sit, be still. But always know, with every Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, and Silent Holy Saturday, there is an Easter coming. Next week, we will take some time looking at Psalm chapter 8. In fact, we'll spend most of this Eastertide season with the Psalms, looking at the Psalms of Easter, Psalms of hope and resurrection and redemption. So I'm looking forward to spending this upcoming season with you. Thanks again for taking the time and sharing it with me. And I pray that as we enter this strange week, this holy week, amongst unbelievably ridiculous circumstances, a pandemic sweeping around us, that we will find in the quiet, in the stillness, an encounter with Jesus. For that truly, I believe, is what he's inviting us to. So until next week and until we meet again, my dear friends, grace and peace, and I'll see you soon.